And to your odds average brought to you.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, first the bad news and then the good news. The bad news is this. David Noble, he said he's taking today off. Well, not from this free job. He's working his regular day job today. But he's taking today off from our normal every Thursday interview because tomorrow... here's the good news. You get all 4 hours of the great David Noble. He's filling in for me tomorrow because I'm headed to Las Vegas for UFC 300. And then we're going to have great coverage from that trip for you Monday morning and then on social media and elsewhere over the weekend. But more good news. Check this out. Jason Thielman, longtime chief of staff to United States Senator Steve Daines. Now he is in one of the most important chairs in this country. Most important jobs in the country right now. That job is taking back the United States Senate. Look, Donald Trump, we need him back in the White House. But if we get him in the White House and we don't take back the United States Senate, what do you think they're going to do to Donald J. Trump for another 4 years? Jason Thielman is now, I believe, the executive director for the National Republican Senatorial Committee. And he's here, boots on ground, back in his home state of Montana. Jason, good to see you.
Good to see you, Aaron. You forgot the greatest claim to fame that you and I both share, being the only two Republicans to ever serve as student body president at the University of Montana.
At least in modern years, that's right.
At least in modern history, yes. Yeah.
I mean, I know how I got elected. How did you get elected, too? Because, it's more of a 50-50 campus, at least when I was there, than a lot of people would give it credit for, right?
You might be a little bit more sanguine about the breakdown than I was, but I got all the sororities because one of the sorority girls had broken up with a Sigma Chi guy, I recall.
Uh-oh.
So I fed the resentment there of the fraternity against the sororities, and then I brought in the non-traditional elderly students and all the Christian Student Association. So that was the secret to my coalition.
Coalition building, that's what it comes down to, yeah. You know, it's funny that you mentioned the sororities. John Tester is really struggling with women voters right now. How is he only up 3 points with women voters right now? And now they're attacking Tim Sheehy for selling pink hoodies to promote his beef and his ranch. If you want to do worse with women voters, please double down, John and Chuck Schumer.
That's right. Well, I think it makes complete sense that he would be struggling with women voters. You know, you look at the working families in Montana, you look at the suffering that has been put upon them by the policies that John Tester has promoted and stood side by side with Biden, from the disastrous inflation reduction, so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which was more like Break the Back of American Working Families Act, and the cost that that's had. You know, women voters, male voters, husbands, wives, they're going to the grocery stores. They're going to the gas station. You know, they're putting diesel in the pickup truck. They're trying to buy fertilizer, you know, for their farms. They understand and see firsthand the consequences and the devastation of those impacts.
Well, what a
devastation of fentanyl coming across our border. We see what's happened to the great town of Billings, right? They're ruining it. They're destroying it. And it's his policies where he's voted again and again to allow a stream of illegal immigrants invade our country.
Yeah, I mean, the Gallatin County Jail, for our Bozeman listeners right now, has all sorts of illegal aliens that have been arrested for all sorts of crimes in Bozeman, Montana. John Tester is responsible for all of this. All right, stand by. Jason Thielman with the National Republican Senatorial Committee here in the House. Want to get his take on the national picture as well.
Military matters.
At a House Armed Services budget hearing, the top U.S. commander in Europe, General Chris Cavoli, NATO's supreme allied commander, warned in no uncertain terms what will happen if the U.S. does not pass the Ukraine supplemental funding bill, which would allow the Pentagon to resupply Ukraine with ammunition and missile defense before it's too late and Russia overruns Ukraine.
If we do not continue to support Ukraine, Ukraine will run out of artillery shells and will run out of air defense interceptors in fairly short order. Based on my experience in 37 plus years in the U.S. military, if one side can shoot and the other side can't shoot back, the side that can't shoot back loses. So the stakes are very high.
Assistant Secretary of Defense Celeste Wallander had this stark warning about Vladimir Putin's ambitions.
He's not after territory. He's not after Bakhmut or Avdiivka or even Odessa. He's after Ukraine.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies across the area today, high temperature readings will stay up in the lower 60s. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will dip back down to the lower 40s. And then the outlook for Friday does call for some sunshine, along with a late day shower storm chance with high temperature readings from around 70 to 75. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so Jason Thielman, you know, Montana kid. You're always a kid when you're from Montana.
That's doesn't right.
Matter. What are you? You're 40 something now. I don't. I won't give away your
let's
age.
Yeah, right, let's not go too
let's
far
just
down
stop.
That path.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Yeah. But man, you're in this big seat right now. Well, Senator Steve Daines is in a big seat right now. I think he's just done a brilliant job of being pro-Trump, but also trying to move those more moderate Republican senators in a more pro-Trump direction. And, man, I tell you what, I mean, literally, he could be the next Senate Majority Leader, the first Senate Majority Leader from Montana since Mike Mansfield. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. First things first,
we need to get a majority.
We need to get a majority.
That's the most important thing we need to do for the sake of the Republic.
What happens if Donald Trump wins the White House, but he doesn't have a Republican-controlled Senate?
Can you imagine how Chuck Schumer would approach this? Trump would not be able to get a single one of the members of his cabinet put through, not get a single one of his nominees for any of the judiciary seats. His ability to impact his policy would be completely hamstrung. And we know that the House is even at greater risk than the Senate. So immediately they're going to begin to weaponize all of the arms of Congress to tear him down, to continue what they started with the last two impeachments. And they'll do it immediately with the slightest. They don't even need a pretext anymore. So it will completely paralyze the ability for Trump to get forward the agenda. And imagine if Trump doesn't win, what they will do if they have the House, the Senate, and the executive. We don't actually have to imagine, because they themselves have explicitly laid out what their priorities are. Federal takeover of elections. We have $7 trillion in tax increases scheduled to take effect if we don't have the ability of a Republican-controlled Senate or House to stop that, or the executive. They want to add two new states to the union, creating four Democrat senators. They want to pack the judiciary. I mean, these are things like Adam Schiff, who's going to be the next senator from California, most likely, have stated as their policy proposals. Things like John Tester has never said he would oppose. They'll have the votes to do it. You know, Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, to their credit, it's about the only time I would give them credit for standing against Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and the less radical agenda. They're not one way or the other going to be in the U.S. Senate come the next Congress. They'll be replaced with radical Democrats, should they have control, who are willing to go along with that agenda. Those two stopped it last time when the Democrats have had control of this Congress. You're not going to have those two Democrats. You're going to have Democrats that are like John Tester, that are lockstep with Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer.
It all comes down to Montana, frankly. This is so critical, most important race in the country, aside from the White House itself. But, you know, you mentioned Adam Schiff. Breitbart News has been documenting John Tester is hosting fundraisers with and for Adam Schiff. The lying pencil neck Adam Schiff, as Sean Hannity always calls him. I mean, this guy was an outright liar, repeated liar. And yet the same John Tester is straight up lying about a Navy SEAL veteran with the Bronze Star for Valor and a Purple Heart, who literally, got hit by an IED for his country and took a bullet for his men and never sought recognition for that with a Purple Heart for the bullet injury or whatever. This guy is lying about a Navy SEAL veteran. And yet hosting fundraisers with shifty Adam Schiff?
You want to talk about turning the United States Senate into a real Schiff show? Get John Tester and Adam Schiff together. That'll be a disaster for America. But to your point, right, what they're doing to Tim Sheehy right now is the height of outrage, right? Tim Sheehy is a man who's literally been decorated for valor, for someone who's running into the fight, running into running into the field where people are shooting at him. The only time you see John Tester run, right, under the arms of Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer, or when he gets the announcement that the chocolate fountain just opened up in the Senate cafeteria.
That's right. There might be some pro-Hamas terrorist Democrat protesters blocking the cafeteria tomorrow, but he could probably even power his way through that.
I think he could probably power. They'll probably hand him a medal for all that he's done for Iran and handing them billions of dollars. So I don't think he'll have any problem with interference from those particular protesters.
Yeah. You know, what I want to do here, I need to do that later this hour, you know, because Tim Sheehy's always been a very humble guy. Naval Academy, Navy SEAL, incredible business, very successful entrepreneur. But the Washington Post is apparently trying to do a hit piece on him. The Daily Caller has a report now where the Washington Post is harassing his veteran wife, harassing a military spouse to try to do another fake hit piece on him. And so he released the narrative of his Bronze Star for Valor. Now, I have Bronze Stars for Service, and I don't want to downplay the Bronze Star for Service, but a Bronze Star for Valor is a much bigger deal. That's what he got. I need to read that narrative to talk about just how valorous this guy is.
And you do, because he won't, right?
Yeah.
He is a humble guy. He's not someone who sought out public office. We sought him out because we needed someone who could beat John Tester and save this country. You know, he's not looking for this recognition. He's not someone seeking this power, right? He's the type of person that you want serving, someone who is reluctantly coming forward to serve his country. Right? With enthusiasm, with heart, with passion, but not seeking the recognition.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it.
Yeah, it's so embodied by the fact that this is a guy who looks out for his team. This is a guy who looks out for his fellow veterans. And, I mean, case in point, the Little Bell Cattle Company, who helps run the ranch and owns the ranch with him, a fellow Navy SEAL teammate, that they're now teammates at Little Bell Cattle Company. I mean, that's who this guy is. He will take a bullet for his men. He has taken a bullet for his men. And yet John Tester's trying to knife him in the back just like he would knife any one of us in the back, any other veterans out there.
John Tester has been knifing Montana in the back since the day he got to the United States Senate. I mean, he is perpetrating a drag show in Montana, right? He's a Republican when he's here, but as soon as the election's over and he goes back to D.C., the clothes come off and it's not there what you thought would be.
That's right. And he's shoving our economy into a meat grinder at the same time. Jason Thielman with the National Republican Senatorial Committee in studio. Stand by.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
The American Association of Bovine Practitioners is recommending a new name for the illness that has been making dairy cows sick in several states. That new name being bovine influenza A virus. In a letter written by veterinarians, they stated the illness seen recently in dairy cows should be called BIAV instead of how it's been called, highly pathogenic avian influenza or bird flu in cattle. The experts say while the virus is the same, it has different symptoms in cattle, and thus they want to make sure the name reflects this virus in cattle. The virus isolated from the affected dairy cows has been identified as avian influenza type A H5N1. While this virus causes high morbidity and mortality in birds, it does not have the same effect on cattle. Because of this, the veterinarians believe that it should not be referred to as avian or bird flu, rather bovine influenza A. Also, just a reminder for youth interested in getting a start in the cattle business, the Nile Stock Show's Nile Merit Heifer Program, which is a live animal scholarship where recipients receive a heifer calf to help them get a start in the business, is accepting applications for the 2024 through 2025 year. Applications will be accepted no later than June 30th. Visit thenile.org for details. I'm Wayne Northblond.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a few more minutes here. It's great to have Jason Thielman in the house as the executive director for the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Just a few more minutes, and then we've got our Fox News update at 7:30. And then we've got some open phones time. If you want to call in and jump in on the conversation, because our 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours are going to be fully tied up. So that'll be a great time to get your phone calls in here. Jason, man, this... I don't even know if we mentioned this on the air yet. We were laughing about this offline. I mean, just the absurd Adam Schiff-style attacks that John Tester is putting out against Tim Sheehy. Now they're bashing Tim Sheehy and his fellow Navy SEAL teammate Greg Putnam for selling merchandise to promote their beef and their ranch. Coffee cups, pink hoodies, and I told our listeners earlier, Greg Putnam told me yesterday, their ranch is able to bring in $100,000 by merchandise sales. These guys are leading these producer profitability conversations with the Montana stock growers. These guys are the real deal. And what other farm and ranch out there is not selling merchandise right now? Almost all of them are doing it.
Yeah, and why do they have to find these diversified streams of revenue, right? Again, because of the Biden inflation, the disaster that John Tester has been complicit in that has made their livelihoods all the more difficult.
Right? Exactly.
So now they've got it. Unfortunately, we've got a group of people in the state of Montana who are creative, who are entrepreneurial, who can figure out new ways to make things work despite all the impediments put forward by them from Biden and John Tester. And they're criticizing them for trying to find creative ways to make things work. You know, someone who's doing what we have talked at, what John Tester talks about in Montana, creating a vertically integrated operation, right? Where we raise the beef, we process the beef, doing all the things that we want to see happen in the state of Montana.
And then they slaughter it at the feed, at the
feedlot, right? Yeah.
You know, they got the feedlot right here, and then they figured they're working on, you know, a way to get more, you know, year round efficiencies so that they can put this Montana beef, not just their ranch, ranch,
exactly,
his ranch, her
keeping
ranch,
more of the share of the wallet in Montana instead of shipping it out,
putting
state
that beef. But instead, John Tester and Adam Schiff are attacking ranchers for figuring out a way to be more profitable in the wake of the inflation.
Well,
they
need to, right? Cows fart too much. That's their next plan.
Yeah, exactly. How crazy is it getting in Washington, D.C. right now? I mean, we thought it was crazy during the Clinton impeachment era in the late 90s, early 2000s, but I've just heard it's just an insane place. And, you know, they went crazy on COVID, of course, and more.
Yeah, it's desperation drives people to do insane things, and they can feel power slipping through their fingers. They see what's coming forward in 2024. So long as the people listening to this program continue to do what we need them to do, which is to step up and do everything we can to make sure we're successful. But they know the clock is ticking on their opportunity to change America permanently for the America that they want and the America that we've never been.
What can veterans do? What can working moms do? I always have listeners ask me, what can we do? What can we do about all this, right? What would you say?
Well, I think there are three things that people need to do, right? You had Stephen Miller here on the program not too long ago, great American, great patriot. And, you know, he brought forward the point here that three times just in recent and just as in as many weeks, John Tester has enabled and voted against stopping the illegal invasion coming across our southern border here of sneaking in illegal aliens and putting them across our country, endangering Americans, stealing money that we need to take care of our own country. And the Montana press has not said anything about that, not once reported any of that. We only have you as the only voice here in the wilderness.
It's crazy.
So, so these people, they need to be, and as Stephen shared, right, civilly, but they need to be writing in the newspapers asking, why haven't you covered any of these votes? Putting some pressure on them.
Yeah.
Right? The next thing they need to do is they need to go to Senate24.com and make a $1, $3, $5, $10 donations, right? Montana is the epicenter of taking back the Senate for America, but we have one of the best maps and opportunities to do so. And that's one place you can make one small donation and give money to, it'll also give money and support to some of our other candidates. The third thing you need to do is you need to be on the doors, making phone calls, doing everything you can just to bring one more person to the poll, register one more voter, persuade and educate one more person.
This is a once, I think Tim Sheehy mentioned this yesterday at the VFW in the Heights. This is a once in 10 years opportunity for Republicans to take back the majority in the U.S. Senate.
It is, right? So as you know, right, a third of the Senate is up every other year. And the way that those seats break down here in 2024, when you look forward to 2026 and 2028, we don't have any real opportunities to pick up Senate seats to speak of in 26 and 28. And we have Republicans that would be vulnerable in 26 and 28. So if we can't win the Senate back in 2024, we have to wait until 2030 for that opportunity again.
Be bold.
And we won't have it again, right? Because they'll take D.C. and Puerto Rico.
Speak out. If you've never spoken out before, stand up, speak out, be heard. Not just by calling into a radio show. Go call out these fake news media clowns. Jason Thielman, great to see you. I know you got to run. Appreciate your time. All right, we'll get to the Fox News update, and then we've got a caller on the phone lines right now, and phone lines open for you, 294-0970.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Democrats in Arizona's legislature after Republicans blocked the repeal of a near-total abortion ban and then adjourned. State Supreme Court Tuesday upheld the ban passed in 1864 before Arizona was a state.
We do not want to repeal the pre-Roe law without first having a conversation about it.
Republican Teresa Martinez, there's an agreement not to enforce the ban for 45 days. Police in Washington, D.C. are looking for two men who shot six people, killing one man in Washington, D.C.
Our preliminary investigation indicates the suspects exited a vehicle and began shooting at people that were outside here in the neighborhood.
Police Chief Pamela Smith, two children, 9 and 12 years old, are wounded. Wholesale inflation comes in at 2.1% annually, 0.2% for the month. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you. Anything and everything you want to talk about here on Montana Talks. Hey, I mentioned being at the VFW post in the Billings Heights yesterday. Yeah, boy, man, packed house. So many great folks that we got to see at that event. And then I saw via X, via Twitter, that Tim Sheehy did a meet and greet at the Den on the Billings West End. And man, Tara Pierce, they had a packed house at the Den on the Billings West End. I think this shows that their little full court press by the fake news press. And yes, Billings Gazette, we're talking about you and your fake news headlines, trash on the front page of your paper, you biased liberal hacks. All you're doing with these fake attacks on Tim Sheehy is getting more enthusiasm, more people that want to go out and see and hear this guy. And the more they see and hear from this guy, the more they're going to vote for him. Yeah, great turnout at both locations. But, hey, I ran into a fellow veteran, Mike Waters, Air Force veteran. Mike, it was great to see you yesterday. You're running for Yellowstone County Commissioner this year.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, good morning. It was great to see you. Great turnout of our arms and brothers and sisters up at the VFW yesterday. Yes, I'm running for county commissioner. I want to give Tim and other veteran leaders help here at the local level. I'm running for county commissioner to provide transparent, accountable, conservative leadership to Yellowstone County. I'm here to serve. I've fought for our country, and I want to fight for the voters of Yellowstone County here at the county level. I'm the candidate in the primary race right now who doesn't want to grow government by adding more commissioners at the top. I want to make our county government efficient and effective from the bottom up. So I'm ready to go, and I appreciate you and other veterans working for a brother like Tim Sheehy who's trying to do it at the national level. I want to do it here at the local level.
Yeah, you were in way. If I remember right, you flew one of the bombers, one of the first bombers flying over Afghanistan after the 9/11 terror attacks, and so a pretty cool background there. 1 minute before our break here, and then we can chat more with you after that as well. But what opportunity do Yellowstone County commissioners have to really be bold, in terms of defending our natural resources and getting us back on offense on the natural resource front in particular?
Well, you know, Aaron, we need to have the right regulatory environment to take care of our natural resources and make sure we're tapping them here across our county and our state. And I want to make sure that we are doing that here in Yellowstone County.
All right. Well, stand by. We'll come back to you right after this. And phone lines are open for you as well, 406-294-0970. Did you guys see the video of President Trump at the Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia? He was like the only white guy in the video. It is awesome. Those gals at Chick-fil-A just look so cool. Anyway, great video. And then contrast that with Joe Biden. Stand by. We'll have it.
Getting quality employees.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We got some other messages that have come in on our Montana Talks app here that I need to share with you as well. Let's see. We were talking about the Little Belt Cattle Company and their merchandise that they sell to help promote their ranch and their beef. They got a great Instagram page, too, by the way. Man, I think I'll have to ask Greg. I think Greg Putnam's wife, the military spouse, the veteran spouse, I think his wife, I think she's the one who runs their social media. I mean, they don't contract out to some big marketing firm. I think it's his wife that runs. And it is like one of the coolest Instagram pages that you will find out there, which is probably what helps them do so well with their merchandise sales, right? $100,000 is what they brought in 1 year on merchandise sales. Me and Travis and I were talking. It's like, man, we could do this with our ranch. You could do this with... It's like, yeah, great idea. Jeff and Victor said, all six in my family are going to get hoodies from Tim's Ranch for Christmas. Yeah, I was thinking if you're going to the PBR bull riding this weekend or to the spring rodeo at Montana State University, yeah, wouldn't it? And a pink hoodie from the Little Belt Cattle Company would look nice, wouldn't it? Maybe an early Christmas present for some folks out there. Let's see. We got some other ones that came in here from Evan and Belt, Kelly in Glasgow, and more. I'll get to those in a second. First, though, back to Mike Waters, if he's still on the phone lines, candidate for Yellowstone County Commissioner. Mike, I want to remind our listeners, this is an open seat, so you're not taking on an incumbent Republican here because, some, you know, folks always want to know that. But open seat here, what's the opportunity for Yellowstone County with three solid Republican county commissioners?
Well, Aaron, I think you make a great point. We need to ensure that this seat at the local level doesn't fall into any Republican that is a rhino or posing as a Republican, but also not let the Democrats have any inroads on that. And I appreciated you mentioning my background. I was a B-1 bomber pilot. I flew missions over Afghanistan right after September 11th. I know both mentioned it yesterday was too. You know, we took down the Taliban and al-Qaeda, and it was so sad to see Joe Biden get that country back in such a horrible way. So, and to the point, I want to bring conservative leadership to Yellowstone County, make sure that and supporting our state and national leaders.
All right.
To bring
your call's breaking up just a little bit there, but I think we're still understanding exactly what you're throwing down there. Mike Waters, thanks for calling in. Yeah, I think the cell coverage was kind of popping in and out a little bit there, but appreciate you calling in and great to hear from you. Thanks for your service as well. Of course, good to see you at the VFW in the Heights yesterday with Tim Sheehy. Now, of course, if Mike Waters was the Senate candidate, or if you are a veteran and you were the Senate candidate, or if your son or daughter is a veteran and was the Senate candidate going up against liberal Senator John Tester, they would be doing everything they could to put a knife in your back anyway. But then again, you know, think about it from this standpoint, too. Your sons and daughters have had knives put in their back by, you know, Washington establishment folks for a long time now, for the duration of the the war on terrorism, right? And heck, if you, as one of our listeners in Red Lodge has pointed out before, they have, is it two daughters or one daughter that's serving in the military? And they were being told how, hey, if a man decides to go into your shower, you are not allowed to say anything about it. That is what John Tester is forcing on your daughters if they serve in the military. So you don't even have to be a United States Senate candidate running against John Tester for him to put a knife in your back. He wants men to be able to go into your daughter's shower. not only if they serve in the military, but simply for playing sports. That's how nuts this guy is. And the fake news media, yes, the Billings Gazette, I'm talking about you. The fake news media is doing a full court press by the fake press to go after Tim Sheehy, and they never dare question this Washington, D.C. fat cat, John Tester. The Billings Gazette, unfortunately, it's so sad. You are a complete joke. And nobody even sees your front page. I didn't even see the front page. It was Jason Thielman was on. I was like, did you see the front page of the Gazette? And I'm like, no, I didn't. What did they have on there? Because nobody sees it anymore. You know, you're just as fake as the Washington Post when you pull this type of. And it's really sad because they've got great photographers. I mean, Larry Mayer is an incredible photographer. Amy, incredible photographer. Hell, I even saw a sports reporter. A sports reporter for the Helena IR. Now, you would think the sports reporters, now the Business Gazette's had some great sports reporters, too, over the years. But the Helena IR has a sports columnist who wrote a big column about, oh, yeah, we should let the transgender, we should let the men play women's sports. Even their sports reporters are pushing their liberal left-wing BS right now. Good night. Oh, man. All right, back to these messages that have come in on our Montana Talks app. So, Evan and Belt, he's the guy who told us about this Chuck Schumer, John Tester attack ad against Tim Sheehy. He's selling hoodies and he's selling coffee cups and he's selling trucker hats with his ranch on it. Yeah, cool. That's great. There's lots of ranches that are doing that now. Well, I didn't have to do much digging, and I have very good sources here. With this show. You guys are such great sources. But turns out the guy who's attacking Little Belt Cattle Company for selling coffee cups with their ranch logo on it found a photo of his ranch with the logo on a coffee cup. So there you go. And then we also found his Federal Elections Commission campaign contributions, a whole bunch of Act Blue campaign contributions. And then this guy, just to tell you, how big of a partisan jackwagon this guy is, he actually donated to Bullock for president. Ah, I know, it's funny. Anyway, Evan and Belt, what did he say about this? He says, so he supported Bullock. I should have known. Didn't Bullock want everybody else to wear a mask at sporting events, but then he was caught not wearing one at a ball game? And this guy has a mug of his ranch, but Tim can't have one of his. His name is Tim B. I wonder if the B stands for Bullock. LOL, what a bunch of BS. He is now my favorite poster child of a genuine hypocrite. Yeah, no, good point there, Evan. B in Warden sent us a message here. What is this Montana Independent dribble in my mailbox? Talk about a flat-top propaganda paper. Only thing it is worth is emergency paper in the outhouse. So, yeah, B, that Montana Independent, what is supposed to look like a newspaper, is basically a Democrat dark money funded mailer designed to look like a newspaper. But then again, isn't the Billings Gazette the same thing? Isn't the Bozeman Daily Chronicle the same thing anymore? Basically a Democrat dark money operation designed to promote Democrat candidates like flip-flop flat top, right? So how is this Montana Independent that different from the Billings Gazette right now? All right, let's see. Man, the time is flying by. Donald Trump shows up at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia. Lawrence Jones on Fox and Friends earlier this morning, he says that where Donald Trump just went to a section of Atlanta that is known as the Black Wall Street. So here's Donald Trump, and behind the counter are just these 12 beautiful young black women and employees. I think there was one guy in the background trying to get a glimpse of Trump, too, and then a bunch of folks that were at the restaurant. Listen to the reception that you can kind of hear from this video. Listen to the reception Donald J. Trump received on Black Wall Street.
Also,
Everybody's smiling.
Come here, let me give you a...
Everybody. How you doing, Trump?
I'm doing good.
I love you, man.
What a great video. What a great video. There's Donald Trump at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. Meanwhile, let's see. Joe Biden, where's he at? Where's Joe Biden here? Do I have it? I think we got it here. Anyway, he could barely even stumble through prepared remarks with the Japanese Prime Minister standing right there. Oh, yeah, here it is. Hold on.
Both the Prime Minister and I came of age as our countries were, as they came together. We both remember the choices that were made to forge a friendship that were once only a devastating fight that existed before.
Suffering, succotash.
Tax Act can think of a million things more fun than filing taxes. Tax Act is going to name some now. Sitting in traffic. Folding a fitted bedsheet. Listening to your coworker talk about his fantasy team. Digging a hole. Digging an even larger hole next to that original hole. Unfortunately, Tax Act's filing software can't make taxes fun. But Tax Act can help you get them done. Tax Act. Let's get them over with.
Fox News commentary.
Donald Trump says abortion rights should be left up to the states, and he is exactly right. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Starting April 15th, the Fox News Podcast Network launches a new fast-paced daily quiz. 5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Who sings the song Anti-Hero? Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, so that you know. Okay.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox. Here's the cold, hard truth. If Republicans campaign on a federal abortion ban, we will lose in 2024 and every election thereafter. That is why Donald Trump was wise to put out a declarative message and position on the contentious issue, saying he believes it should be left to the states. This does not mean he is pro-abortion. It means he stands by the overturn of Roe v. Wade, which sent the issue to the states where it belongs. Some states will have more restrictions, some will have less, and some won't have any at all. But it needs to be left to the voters in those states to decide. And I would really hope that my fellow conservatives do not press the issue and try to get Trump to come out in favor of a national ban, which is never going to happen anyway. A reminder that we can't do anything to protect life or to save this country if we keep losing elections. Abortion is an issue we have to confront, and Donald Trump is doing it the right way. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
What you need to know if you bought and sold cryptocurrencies last year. I'm Brian Brenberg with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
I'm Dana Perino. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. As we analyze the 2024 election cycle, make sure you subscribe to this series on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave me a rating and review.
The IRS considers crypto to be property and taxes it accordingly. CPA and managing director of Perelson Wiener, John Lieberman, says
on your return, it actually says you own a crypto / digital asset. You need to check the box. Even if all you did was buy a piece of a cryptocurrency, the government wants to know it is treated very similarly to any type of stock. You own cryptocurrency for more than a year and a day, it will be considered long-term capital gains. Anything less than that, short-term.
If an employee was paid with digital assets, they must report the value.
Genetics now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263, 406-201-6263.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Kelly in Glasgow sent us a message last night. Wow, yet another bull Adam Shifty ad. Did you know that John Tester has been working with Republicans to build the wall, stop fentanyl, and keep Montana safe? Liar, liar. Wow, Tester has no boundaries when it comes to trying to dupe the average Montanan. Very shameful. Tester, you're done come November. who knows, maybe you'll actually have to work for a living again. Probably not. Seems somehow he raped millions off of the taxpayers. Oh, he's going to be set for life, isn't he, Kelly? He is going to be set for life. Just like old Max Baucus, the guy who sold us out to the communist Chinese. Scott in Bozeman. Hey, I'll be purchasing a Little Belt hoodie today. I hope they got enough. I think their website's going to get a lot of merchandise sales here. Owen in Bozeman. How is this any different than a dealership selling John Deere or Caterpillar merchandise? You're advertising a product in a brand that you sell. Yeah, exactly right, Owen. Some other messages came in here, but first let's go into the phone lines. Gary in Billings. Gary, great to hear from you.
Hey, come on there, and thanks for taking my call, and thanks for everything you do for us. I think it was on Monday that you actually made the Billings Gazette on the article about Tim C, where you're standing up and really letting them have it. And what the Democrats don't realize is they stirred the pot like you stir a bunch of anthills and piss everybody off. So it's actually in favor of Tim C to get all that recognition, even the veterans and everybody. So I think it's great that they are criticizing the very man that could do the job. I mean, I just think that guy is such a great job, and you are a great team.
Well, you're too kind. No, the thing that was funny about that piece, it was a Helena I, it was their Capitol reporter who wrote the piece, and they had a good quote for me, at least. At least they had a good quote there. But then they quoted this fake, phony, left-wing vote vets group. Those guys are a joke. They're a bunch of blue falcons. They're a left-wing Democrat dark money front group. But did you notice how the Lee newspapers went through great efforts to say, well, but he's a Republican, he's a Republican, he's a Republican. And then when they get to this Blue Falcon vote vets group, Democrat, they don't say anything about, them other than progressive.
Have you ever noticed how when someone becomes a Democrat, it's almost like they belong to a man to sheep. They dance to the drummer. It's their caucus, their way, and you're a radical. And I don't understand people how you can avoid what the Democrats are doing to us. So thank you, Aaron.
Hey, thank you, Gary.
I'll let you respond.
All right, I appreciate it. No, thanks. Great to hear from you. And I ran into some of your family members. Where was it at? Was it at the sandwich company last week? Was it at Tops or was it up in Scobie? But anyway, it was really cool. They're like, yeah, Gary, he's a relative of ours. Michael in Bozeman messaged us. Little Belt Cattle Company's trucker hat is the official Make Montana Great Again hat. I like that one from Michael in Bozeman. Let's see. We had another one here. Oh, this comes from Anna in Bozeman. Anna says this. It used to be that it will be our little secret was the first indicator of child abuse. It used to be that using kids in political games was unacceptable by Americans. Now, climate activists use kids as pawns in lawsuits to sue Montana out of its economy. Representative Zephyr uses them for his transurrections and activist teachers to sue Montana for requiring them to notify parents about what kids will learn in schools. The only unaccessible thing to do is to make school bureaucrats feel uncomfortable. If parents care about their children's future, it is time for them to get actively involved. Yeah, there's a now the Democrats are filing a lawsuit because they want to be able to talk to your kids about sex, and they don't want you to be notified ahead of time. They want to come talk to your kids about sex. And, oh, they want men in your daughter's locker room as well, too. And John Tester, he's with it.